live from the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal, the program that puts it all into focus. Welcome to the Daily Wrap. And now, here's your host, Michael Kastner.
As the innocent are buried in Newtown, the focus turns to the weapons used to take their lives. Is it time to talk gun control, and how far should it go, if at all? Talk show host Larry Elder joins us. At 20 after, we'll find out what troubled the shooter's teachers early on. Was something missed? And later, a journalist tells us about the town where he grew up and now lives with his family. His town, Newtown, Connecticut. Welcome to the Daily Wrap from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Michael Kastner. The first two funerals of the 20 children killed by a shooter at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, took place today. It is obviously a very difficult time for this community, still reeling from the violent events that took place, trying to make sense of it. Why would anybody do what they did? As the governor said in Connecticut, Dan Malloy, on Friday, evil visited this community. And he was right. One of the heroes that we're hearing about is the principal of Sandy Hook Elementary School, Don Hochsprung. This is her husband speaking to CNN earlier this morning. He's talking about what he discovered his wife did to save those little children that she loved so dearly.
Dawn put herself in jeopardy, and I have been angry about that. Angry. Until just now, today, when I met the two women that she told to go under shelter while she actually confronted the gunman. And she could not, she could have avoided that. And she didn't. I knew she wouldn't. So I'm not angry anymore. I'm not angry. I'm not angry anymore. I'm not angry. I'm just very sad.
He was surrounded by his children, and obviously a tough emotional time, but they wanted to let the world know about Dawn and what kind of person she was. President Obama was speaking at the memorial service last night in Newtown. He says the nation grieves for those affected by this senseless tragedy.
Here in Newtown, I come to offer the love and prayers of a nation. I am very mindful that mere words cannot match the depths of your sorrow, nor can they heal your wounded hearts.
Gun control has been brought up, as we knew it would be, this Monday. Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of New York, speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, said on the first day of the new Congress she would introduce legislation to ban assault weapons. Then we have Representative Louie Gohmert, who's a Republican of Texas, speaking on Fox News Sunday, saying gun control laws don't prevent gun violence. He said, I wish to God that that principal had an M4 in her office locked up so she could take his head off before he could kill those precious kids. This is what President Obama had to say on the subject last night.
If there's even one step we can take to save another child, or another parent, or another town from the grief that's visited Tucson and Aurora and Oak Creek and Newtown and communities from Columbine to Blacksburg before that, then surely we have an obligation to try.
We're joined in Los Angeles now by Larry Elder, radio talk show host and author of the new book, Dear Father, Dear Son, Two Lives, 8 Hours. As we heard from President Obama, we have heard from numerous lawmakers. There is talk about focusing on guns at this point, Larry. It's been a political topic that Democrats most assuredly have wanted to stay away from for quite some time. Do you see a change happening because of Friday?
I do see a change happening, at least in the rhetoric, because of Friday. You have people like the mayor of New York saying that Obama needs to do something, mayor of Chicago saying Obama needs to do something.